Well, good morning, everyone. Over this past number of days, I've just been thinking of some of the great events in the life of Christ. One of the great events is the Incarnation. And of course, at Christmas time, we always are reminded that Jesus Christ came into the world as that little babe in Bethlehem. There's the wonderful story of the Incarnation. Of course, what a marvelous story it is when we get to the crucifixion, when we spend time just thinking about Christ hanging on the cross, and how it touches our hearts and how we're reminded how much the Lord loves us. And then when we get to the tomb, of course, we think of the resurrection and how we spoke on it recently. We joy the fact that Jesus Christ is alive. And because he's alive, he has promised never to leave us nor forsake us. And indeed, we can say with Paul, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And so there's many great events in the life of Christ that thrill our hearts. Perhaps one that sometimes is overlooked and is found in Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, verse 51. And it came to pass, when he blessed them, he parted from them and carried up into heaven. And of course, it's his ascension. We don't often meditate on his ascension. You know, when the Lord Jesus Christ told the disciples he was going away, we're told in John's Gospel that sorrow filled their hearts. It was a sorrowful time. It was something they didn't understand. It's something they found difficult to cope with. And of course, what we're going through now is a time like that, isn't it? It's a time that's difficult. It's a time that we don't understand fully. We're not sure what the future holds. And maybe even today, sorrow has filled your heart. But you know, as we think of the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ and the fact that he was going to leave the disciples and they didn't understand what was happening, and yet if he hadn't ascended into heaven, you know, there are a lot of things that we wouldn't have today. First of all, he couldn't be our great high priest. And because he's our great high priest, we can come boldly onto the throne of grace that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Indeed, the Hebrew writer says he's been touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He understands us in a way that no one else understands, because Christ was fully man, and yet he's in the glory, and he has an understanding of what we go through. If he hadn't have ascended, we wouldn't have our great high priest. You know, we wouldn't have an advocate. John says, if any man sins, we have an advocate with the Father. We have one who steps in for us, one who speaks to the Heavenly Father on our behalf. And what a blessing it is to have an advocate. What a blessing it is to have our great high priest. You know, if Jesus Christ hadn't have ascended into heaven, he couldn't have sent the Holy Spirit. And now you and I have the Spirit of God dwelling in our hearts. You know, the disciples rejoiced that they had the very presence of the Savior with them. But in his humanity, he was still limited by his human form. And yet you and I have the Spirit of God dwelling within us. There's no limits. There's no hindrances. And of course, the fact that Christ ascended has become a wonderful blessing and a great thing to the people of God. Sorrow filled their hearts. They didn't understand it. Maybe sorrow has filled your heart because of what we're going through. And yet, even in this difficult time, perhaps the Lord has a wonderful, wonderful blessing for you. May God bless your heart throughout this day. Amen.